Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Hopefully, you will enjoy this one. As always, sponsored by Quantum Hypno. Link below. Do check out the site. And I'm going to talk about that 1979 moment. And what you may say do I mean by that 1979 moment? Well, I'll get to that in a second. But first to tell you, I have particularly fond memories of 1979. 1979 is a great year. It was the year that Elvis Costello released Oliver's Army back in February of 1979. Music was great that year. I was having a ball. I was a student. I was having a fun time. All in all, life was good in 1979. And of course, to top it all, Margaret Thatcher came to power and got rid of the sickness of the Labour government, which had afflicted us for the previous number of years, earning the UK the reputation as being the sick man of Europe. I'm sure, well, if maybe you're not young enough to, or you're too young to remember, but that's what 1979 was anyway. It was a transformational start in how the UK was turned around from the wreck that was a Labour government into a reasonably successful Conservative government. Back then, the Conservative government was actually led by a Conservative, unlike now. So anyway, we know what's going to happen this year, folks. We know that Rachel Reeves is going to become the next Chancellor of the Exchequer, the Labour shadow. She's currently the shadow Chancellor. And when Labour win, she's going to be wandering into number 11 Downing Street. And lo and behold, it will all be hers to do what she wants with. So she's making a big speech today. And it's being talked about as a 1979 moment. She's going to promise to reform the Treasury as part of a possible Labour government economic policy. She says, "I remain an optimist about our ability to rise to the challenge we face." And she's going to do all this in ways which we don't really quite understand. And that's for a very good reason, because there will be no, the only plan Labour ever have is the same. The Tories are right in this, but it's all about borrowing more and spending more and taking more tax. That's it. That's the plan. They've got a grotesquely woke agenda. And when Rachel Reeves gets into number 11, they will implement that grotesquely bloated agenda. You will see, for example, that they will reward the public sector. Oh, yes, the teachers and doctors and nurses, you know, Tony Blair's big pals. They're going to do really well out of it. Oh, yeah. Great. Hooray. Just one problem with that. They do not generate any wealth in our economy. They are the takers. The wealth of this country is generated by the private sector. So what do you think Rachel is going to do to the private sector? Is she going to boost it? Is she going to give us a boost, do you think? Else she'd be the first Labour Chancellor that's ever done that. No, of course not. She will take from the private sector and give to the public sector, because that's how Labour work. Gordon Brown and Tony Blair pretended it was otherwise, but ultimately what they did was they crushed small, medium business, and of course they sucked up to big business, and this will be no different. So I think the way she's going to do that is the Office for Budget Responsibility, which is the official forecaster to the Treasury, I think she is going to try and fix it. And by fixing it, she will try and ensure that she gets the space that she wants without them saying anything negative. If you remember, it was the OBR, amongst others, who took down Liz Truss because they didn't like Liz Truss's better economic strategy. The other thing that struck me about this Rachel Reeves speech is they're talking about Bidenomics. So, right. So I can't believe I'm saying this. Labour think that Joe Biden's economic record is a good one to copy and his policies are good ones to copy. Well, how can they even come to that conclusion? The US economy is a dumpster fire under Joe Biden. Jobs have hemorrhaged. The economy is as far from recovered. And of course, inflation rose as well over there. And she's apparently going to get all this growth, though. Her version of Bidenomics is going to be using green growth. So this is another element of the, the mix that she's putting together, the toxic mix. So they will pursue this fake chimera of green economics. You know, the eco-economics. No, it won't. It can't work. It absolutely cannot. So, and then she's wanting to get investment from private companies as well. So this is not going to work. That's just, it doesn't matter what, you know, the CBI and all the rest of them come out and say. Fundamentally, if you are a socialist, you don't understand economics. It's that fundamental. It's that basic. And that's the truth of the matter. So to be in Labour, you have to fundamentally not understand how economies work. So if that's going to be the governing party, it won't end well. It can't end well. The tax burden will increase. Ultimately, they'll have to even slash their much beloved public sector because of the mess they will drive us into. They will discriminate. They will force through all kinds of negative impositions on employers, which I think is part of the World Economic Forum agenda as well. They want the small guys gone, pretty much. I read about a cafe in a local village to me, and they've just put up the fact that they're closing after 8 years because, quote unquote, government doesn't seem to care about local business. They're dead, right? Of course it doesn't. It wants them gone. It wants large monopolies. Very happy to have Starbucks and Costas and people. That's all fine. But small people, no, we don't want them. And Labour will further accelerate that, I feel. So, you know, I don't think that for the media to be talking about this like little schoolgirls about, oh, it's a 1979 moment. No, it's not. It's not a 1979 moment. If anything, it more closely resembles when Harold Wilson came to power in the earlier 70s, and that ushered in then absolute years of British economic decline and marginalisation. I don't think the marginalisation will happen this time, though, because Labour is now fully captured as a globalist party. So they will implement globalist policies. The media will cheerlead for them. There won't be any criticisms of them. The Tories will be damned for years to come. And that's all the consequence of what, after 13 years of wasting everything, wasting an 80-seat majority and all the rest of it, the Tories deserve all that they get. The problem is we don't.